Proclamation number 7044, dated the February 16th, 1958. The adversary's activity in the garment of an angel of light. The influences of God's adversary will not escape your notice. You can all become aware of it and therefore also respond to it according to your will. You can resist this influence but also succumb to it. You are at liberty to do both. It just requires your activity of will to think about it and form your own opinion. The fact that God's adversary will be particularly active during the last days, that he will leave no stone unturned in order to control the human being's soul, can be noticed by all of you. For the abominable deeds being carried out on earth in every area will not escape your notice, and they all can be traced back to the adversary, who influences people and more often than not also achieves his goal. Far more people succumb to his influence than those who resist him, who are able to see through him and turn away from him. For he also knows how to disguise himself and thus also deceive many people who don't want to belong to him, for he disguises himself with the garment of an angel of light and thus carries out his fraudulent dealings to which many fall prey. Nevertheless, it is up to every individual person himself to obtain illumination and not succumb to his intrigues. However, where profound darkness is enshrouding people already, they will also remain in darkness, because they are comfortable there and don't desire light. And this explains why God's adversary can especially continue his work of confusion where people's thinking is already confused, where therefore the best foundations exist to spread ever greater misconceptions, because people make no effort to clarify them and also unhesitatingly swallow even the biggest error as truth. During the time of the end, the battle between light and darkness is indeed waged particularly vehemently, but the darkness is already too profound. People don't long to come out of it. They feel comfortable in darkness, and the bearers of light will only rarely find access to the areas. And because the light does not penetrate by force, error cannot be forcibly expelled from the world either. Only people's resolve can achieve this, and this is failing. For as soon as just a tiny light flares up in a dark area, God's adversary also ignites his deceptive lights, and they're seen and acknowledged. And yet they only achieve blinding the eye completely, so that the night around people grows increasingly darker and the faint glow of God's love and light can no longer be recognized. And as long as people do not wholeheartedly yearn for light, for truth, for the ray of divine love, the adversary will be able to work among people without being recognized, and his activity will consist of distancing people ever more from the truth, of camouflaging his structure of falsehood and of covering himself with the garment of an angel of light. For it is the time of the end in which he has great power, but which can be broken by every single person if he turns to God himself and hands himself over to him, if he appeals to him for light and strength and mercy. Then he will truly have escaped the adversary's trap, and then he will also receive light which will make him inconceivably happy. Amen.